Welcome, everybody, to Peace Church Mesquite Sermons. For the latest news and exciting events, go to our website at www.peacemesquite.com. Also, to help support the church, giving your tithes and your offerings, visit the giving portal on our website. We are so honored that you chose to listen to the word today. Sit back, open your heart, and let God do something miraculous in your life. Thank you again for listening.
I'm on my 6th week of knee recovery, knee replacement, and it's not as easy as I thought it was going to be. But I'm coming through it, Everybody say, I'm going to make it. Now, come on, say it with passion. I'm going to make it. I don't care what's going on outside. I don't care what's going on with the world. We are God's people. Don't ever forget that you are God's chosen. And you're going to make it. Every one of us are going to make it. I don't care if the world goes completely down. God has always had a remnant people, chosen people that are protected. I don't care if the flood come. There's an ark that you and I are going to be in. Come on, don't be discouraged. I feel something in my spirit to tell all of you that are here this morning and those that are watching via Streamline. Just remember who you are in Christ Jesus. He has not given us the spirit of fear, but that of love and that of power and of a sound mind. I rebuke every spirit that comes to discourage you this morning. I come against every spirit that would talk you down and tell you you're not worth it and nothing's going to work out. I come against that in the name of Jesus. And I say, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I'm going to tell you that if God is for us, if God is for us, who can be against us? In this place right now. Come on, lift your hands up. In your bedroom, in your living room right now. Come on, begin to worship the Lord. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He had the prophets of old in the Old Testament that led his people. And they went through all kind of COVID-19. This is no surprise for God. The apostles and disciples and the early church went through persecution. They all. And when it was all said and done, God still had a body. God still had a people. Amen. That wouldn't bend. They wouldn't bow. And God said, you're not going to burn. You're not going to burn. I'm going to take care of you in the lion's den. I'm going to take care of you in the furnace. That's the kind of Heavenly Father you and I serve. So I'm going to tell you that you're going to make it. I've come to declare we're going to come through this in Jesus' name. Come on, you're going to come through this. I've come with a word of encouragement this morning. Hallelujah. Let the people of God shout hallelujah. Come on, shout hallelujah. Shout thank you, Jesus. Come on, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet and put your hands together and give God some praise in this house right now. Nothing is going to separate me from the love of God. To somebody and say, you're going to make it. With mask and all, we're going to make it. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, musicians. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Story is told about a doctor that told his patient, a man that was there to get a checkup. He told the man, he said, listen, pal, you're in terrible shape, and unless something is quickly done, you're going to die. You're not going to make it. You're under a lot of stress. and you haven't been eating right. I can tell by your signs you're not getting nutritious meals, so you need to tell your wife to start cooking you some good, clean food. And to help reduce the stress that your body's under, you're going to have to tell her to keep the kids off your back so you can relax. And I'm just going to tell you, while you're at it, sir, make a budget and tell her she has to stick with it. And if she does all of this, I'm going to tell you, you should recover completely in a short while. Otherwise, if you don't, you're going to be dead in a month. The patient was obviously shaken and concerned, and he thought about it, and he said, "Doc," he said, "I tell you what," he said, "would you please call my wife before I get home and give her those instructions?" The doctor said, "Sure, I'll be glad to do that." So when the husband got home, the wife opened up the door, and she was in tears, and she was crying. She said, "Honey, I just talked to the doctor, and he said you only have 30 days to live." Amen. Amen. Little girl was eating with her parents at the evening table, and she was sitting around there, and they're talking. She said, "Daddy, you're the boss, aren't you?" And her dad was so pleased and smiled and said, "Well, yes, sweetie, I am." And so the little girl continued, said, "Well, that's probably because mommy put you in charge, right?" Amen. Happy Father's Day, guys. Happy Father's Day. Amen. Little boy, when he was asked about Father's Day, explain to me what's Father's Day. The little boy said, "Well, it's sort of like Mother's Day, only you don't spend as much on the present." Amen. That's horrible. Amen. To all the dads that are here, I've come to give you an encouraging word. Amen. You're loved, you're appreciated, and you're a great father. Amen. I don't care if you're married, divorced, separated. I just want to tell you, God loves you. And if there's an encouragement that I can give you is, pick up Dr. James Dobson's book. James Dobson wrote a book called Dare to Discipline. Dare to Discipline. That's a word that's not used much these days. But in his book, there are three specific principles that he talked about. Now, I want to just talk to you real quickly about them. One of the main things that he said for fathers were, number one, he said, don't forget the early years with your children. Don't forget the early moments, the times that you're there, not just mommy holding the little baby and nurturing him, but you as well. Because those early years bring changes, constant changes with that little child. And a father that's there in the early moments gets to see that and interact. And as that little girl or little boy starts growing up, even at that age, they begin to see the example and develop attitudes and actions that little girl or boy will ultimately follow. I told the 9 a.m. service that I'm here as bishop of this church and a minister of the gospel because I was able to watch my dad in action. I saw what he not only spoke to us, I saw the life he lived. We have some folks here today that knew my dad when he was young. And even in Brazil, I saw how my dad reacted. He was there for us in the early years. When I was growing up, just as a little boy, my dad, we had a Bible that had pictures in it. So when he told the story, he would get us in bed. And I remember this vividly. I did it with my son here, Pastor Jared, telling him stories. And I'd kind of ad-lib it and customize it. But I would talk about Noah and the ark, and there that picture of the ark and all those animals. How many have ever seen those books, those Bibles? Those are the early moments. And I want to give kudos to dads today that are not afraid to spend time with their children in the early days. Those that get up in the middle of the night and change their baby's diaper. And not leave it up to mama only, but that will get up and feed the baby and nurture them. I want to give honor to fathers who have stepped up and showed by example. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Is that all right? We're going to go to church. Johnny, get your best clothes on. We're going to church. Susie, get ready. Brush your hair. We're going to church. Well, Daddy, I don't feel like, I know that, but we're going to go to church and we're going to worship the Lord. I want to give honor to the dad that took the lead position and said, I'm going to take my family to the house of God and I will involve my children in the spiritual things of God. That's a godly dad. I want to talk about the love that a godly father has for his children. Amen. Just so you know, just so you understand, fathers are followed. They're followed. Okay? And this department, this area of leading is not left up just to the mother. The father have to take ownership on that and not shy away from the responsibility. And I'm just going to tell you that is so important. The second thing that Dr. Dobson suggests is that fathers, please love the mother of your children. Want to be a great dad? Love the mothers of your children. Amen. And you love your wife without reservation. You can't do much more than that for your kids if you love their mother without reservation. If you're divorced this morning, and I understand that in the body of Christ, we are pastoring people that have been divorced, and so you have to get back into that place where God heals you. But let me just say this. During that time that you're divorced, treat your children's mother with respect, even if it's not reciprocated. Okay? I'm talking about men that are true fathers. Never return disgrace with disgrace. And he goes on to say that good fathers are made and not born. Isn't that powerful? Okay. A good father knows that to be a good father, you need a model, an example of a father that you can pattern yourself after. And there's nobody that's a better father than our Heavenly Father. James 1:17 is one of my most favorite scriptures. And he goes on to write and he says that all good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, where there is no variableness or turning of shadow. Every gift that I receive from God is good. Every gift I receive from God is perfect. Come on now. God has never done me wrong. He's my Heavenly Father. And this is something that as a Christian, as a child of God, you as a father, you pattern yourself after that. Amen. He's my Heavenly Father. Praise God. And I want to just say this. You say, well, Pastor, I'm glad you had a wonderful father, but I didn't. And I grew up with a sorry dad. Well, guess what? You're in Christ now. And I just want to say this loud and clear so everybody can hear me here and online. Let me just tell you, the generational blessing starts with you. Come on. It stops. If you are in Christ, the Bible says old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. I'm a new father. I'm a new dad, and I'm going to cause a blessing to to go from my son to my grandson to my great-grandson. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so you understand that God is a perfect God. And you and I, amen, we look unto God for that model, that example. Is there such a thing as a perfect father? Well, I don't know. But I sure can try to be one. Amen. We say practice makes perfect. Well, that's not correct. Practice doesn't make perfect. It's perfect practice that makes perfect. And so you practice the godly virtue. You practice the godly values. You practice what is in the Word of God. That's your role model. And then lastly, he talks about making time with his children. When I got to this part, I started thinking about the song that was a hit song when I was going to high school. And it was a song by Harry Chapin, and it was called Cats in the Cradles. How many heard it? There's three or four of you. Y'all are baby boomers. Amen. But the song, maybe you remember this song. And it goes like this. My child just arrived the other day. He came into the world in the usual way. But there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away. And he was talking before I knew it. And as he grew, he said, Dad, I'm going to be like you, Dad. You know I'm going to be like you. Remember hearing that? Okay. And then the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man in the moon. When you coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, son. You know we'll have a good time then. And then he goes on to say, my son turned 10 just the other day. And he said, thanks for the ball, Dad. Come on and let's play. Can you teach me to throw? And I said, not today. I've got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his smile never dimmed. And he said, I'm going to be like him, yeah. You know I'm going to be like him. He came home from college just the other day, so much like a man. I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head and said with a smile, Dad, what I'd really like is to borrow the car keys. See you later. Can I have them, please? And it ends on a very sad note, and he says, I've long since retired. My son's moved away. I called him just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I could just find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle. The kids have a flu. But it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. Cats in the cradles. I want to just be very transparent to you right now as a father and now as a proud grandfather. But I want all the young fathers to hear me. There's a lot of things that the world is teaching right now, and they are demasculating the men. Can I just be honest right now? They are pulling the manhood down and teaching young kids to step away from their masculinity. But there's nothing more important than a father, a godly father, a loving father, getting one of his children and embracing them and loving them and kissing them. You dads, learn to pour on the affection on that little boy or that little girl, because they are going to remember that you are a loving father. And they will never get away from that. A loving father to the daughter produces a loving wife. Mother that knows how to love her little son produces great husbands. Amen. You say, well, I'm not comfortable in kissing. Well, do something that shows your love. Do something that displays your affection. Don't just say, I love you. Okay? Because fathers who spend time with their kids understand that through that interaction, there's nothing more incredible feeling. Just the other, on Friday, we had our grandson, Jace, with us. Now, Jace, some of y'all know him. He needs the Holy Ghost right now. He needs to be saved, sanctified, and delivered right now. But I love the little fella, and I'm going to get him converted in Jesus' name. But we were in the pool together, and we were trying to grab each other and pull us down in the water. And I was telling him I was going to take him to deep, and he was telling me he's going to take me to deep. And see, these are memories that are created. I still remember what my dad used to do with me. And see, you will never discover, amen, what they enjoy if you're not doing something with them. I'm talking about the love of a godly father's. Be there. Be there for them. Be there in the morning. Be there. Quality time is well and good, but it has nothing over quantity time. Come on. Amen. And make the time. Everyone has the same 24 hours available. Make your 24 hours count. Because that is something that godly fathers do. And the more time my dad spent with me, the higher my self-esteem went. Amen. Spending time with dad. I told the 9 a.m. that we used to box in the living room. My mother would go crazy because my dad would set up the furniture in the form of a ring, square. And the boxing gloves that dad had were bigger than I was. But he would be the announcer, and then he would be the opposing fighter. And in this corner we have Jimmy Baker, the champion of the world. And my little chest would pump up and up. Yes, I am. I am the champion, and I can beat anybody. Amen. You have to understand, you have to speak words of encouragement over your children, no matter what age they are. And when the father speaks that you are a winner, when the father speaks that you can do anything, you will not fail. Isn't that like our God? Isn't that like God? He said, no weapon that is formed against you will prosper. Isn't that like our God that tells us that I am for you, and if I am for you, nobody can be against you? Come on now. Your heavenly Father is there for you. Your heavenly Father is there for you in the good times or in the bad times. I want to just encourage you, just because we're going through this stuff, That's just completely turned us upside down. Don't forget that our Heavenly Father is still in control. Our Heavenly Father is going to watch over you and I. All good, every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father. Don't forget on this Father's Day that you and I have a Heavenly Father that's much more interested in us than we would ever know. And I just want to thank God that He has been there with me through my downtime, through my up times. He has been there in my sad times, in my happy times. He is a Heavenly Father that watches over His children. Somebody give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Your willingness in giving him or her your time sends a message to them that they are important. So here's the key point, and I've got a few points, and then we're gonna go home here and spend time with our fathers. Now let me just say this. You want more influence with your kids? Spend more time with them. Love on them. Why is that so important? Because that's how our God treats us. He spends time with us. Bible says, David said in Psalms 127, he said, children are a blessing of the Lord. How many feel that? that your child's a blessing from the Lord. Amen. Don't lie about it. Amen. Children are a blessing from the Lord. I've come to tell you that God loves his children. And the Bible says in 1 John 4:19, we love because he first loved us. God first loved us. When we were down and out. Now you think about it. You're saved. You're delivered. I've heard some of y'all's testimonies. I've heard how you told me how God pulled you out of the muck and the mire. I've heard how you told me, Pastor, I was in drugs. I was a drunk. I was stealing. I was doing all kind of things that were against the word of God. Do you know that God loved you just like he loves you now? He loved you then just as much. Come on, what a God. What a God. What a God. I didn't know him. I didn't know the songs that we sing now. I didn't know the scriptures. But God, the Bible says in Romans 5 and 8, but God demonstrated. How many felt the demonstration of his love back then? I know you've been saved for a long time, and I know we've been in this cocoon called Christianity, and we all praise the Lord and hallelujah thing. But you remember when you did not have the peace that you have now. You remember that you didn't have the joy and the love of God that you have now. But way back then, God loved you and demonstrated his love in this, that while we were still sinners, he died for us. Christ died for us. I wonder if there's anybody that can thank our Heavenly Father right now. That, Lord, I thank you that while I was still in sin, you loved me. Come on. Come on, lift your hands and just say, while I was still in the hog pen, you loved me. He loved us first. I'm so glad. You know, many dads want their children to show them. They want them to meet up their expectation, and then they'll love them. God didn't wait for you to clean up. God didn't wait for you to shape up. He loved you. He never turned his back on you. I'm so glad for that. I'm so glad for that. Hallelujah. He loved me complete. He loved me constant. And here's what I love about what Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 2. He said, but God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love which he loved us. But God, everybody say, but God, being rich in mercy. I thought about this week. And the phrase rich in mercy is a counterbalance to the description of humanity being rich in sin. You and I were rich in sin, so God had to be rich in mercy. You and I were rich in lust, rich in murder, rich in lying, rich in all the sins of the world. But God was rich in grace. He was rich in love. Oh, what a God. What a Heavenly Father. Come on. Come on. If you leave the service today, just leave with this understanding that we have such a rich God that is overflowing in love. He's overflowing in abundance. And I'm telling you right now, I don't care how you were raised, we do not have a God that's sitting on a throne and every time you mess up, he zaps you with judgment. No, sir. No, sir. He loves you even when you mess up. Only a God in rich mercy could conceive a plan to save and redeem. Amen. I'm convinced, Paul said, that neither death nor life, nor angels or demons, neither present nor future, or any powers, neither height or depth, nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. I've always been an encourager because that's what my dad taught me. It's what my father-in-law taught me. Encouragement. God is quick. God is quick to encourage his children. Dad, be quick to encourage your daughter. Be quick to encourage your son. Honestly, honestly. When Moses was in the desert and did not know what to do, God encouraged him through a burning bush and said, I want you to deliver my people, the nation of Israel. He encouraged Joshua and he said, I want you to go out and conquer the promised land. And he said, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to be with you. My presence is going to be with you. And my help is going to be with you. We never stop being fathers. I don't care how old we are. God never stopped being our Heavenly Father. And you and I follow that example. Amen. God saw things his children could do, and he encouraged them to go out and do them. Don't be a father that's always finding criticism and prone to discourage him with those criticisms. It's important that you and I watch our words and encourage our children. You're going to make it, son. You're going to make it, daughter. I'm a father that loves you. I'm going to be here with you. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. Does that sound anything like God? Okay, I'm going to be with you till the end. Now, I'm going to just tell you, they may disappoint us. They may anger us at times. They may sadden us. But you're still dad. You're still dad. And the dad never loses his love for his children, even when it's discipline time. A godly father will discipline his children. And I know this is Father's Day message, and we honor our fathers. And we have some fathers here today, but please understand this. A father that doesn't discipline his children doesn't love his children. I'm honest enough to say that. I heard a story about a family that had triplets, and the three boys got along very well. They loved each other. All three saw everything alike. They were loyal to each other. And if one of them got in trouble, they would not tattle on the other. And no matter what they did, they were united together, all three. And a neighbor asked the father, he said, now how in the world would you know who to punish if there was trouble? And the dad said, well, that's very easy. He said, I just send all three of them to bed without supper. I send them upstairs and they go to bed. And he said, the next morning, the one that has the black eye, I'll discipline him. There you go, LJ. Okay. How many know that even when our God, stand to your feet, how many know that our God, even when he disciplines us, is good? I said he's a good God. Come on. How many know that if it hadn't been for that discipline, you and I wouldn't be where we're at today? He's a loving father. Come on. He doesn't discipline in spite of his goodness. He disciplines us because of his goodness. Oh, hallelujah. He doesn't discipline us in spite of his love. He disciplines us because of his love. Oh, somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, I just want to tell you today that on a Father's Day, that no matter what's going on in our world, and no matter what is being said about fathers and manhood, God is raising a generation of men that are going to be good fathers and good husbands. This is the kind of God we serve. And I just want you to get a good dose of affirmation right now. And I want you to raise your hands and just thank God that he loves you right where you're at right now. No matter what has been said, no matter what you went through, that storm, I've come to give you an affirmation that God is on your side and that God loves you and that you are a great father. You are a good father. Those of you that are listening to me, I've come to tell you, your bishop is saying, You are a godly man, and God loves you. It doesn't matter what the world says. It only matters what God says. Amen? Would you give God some praise right now? Come on, everybody.
Once again, thank you for listening. I trust that God spoke to you today. Remember what he said and apply it to your heart and to your life, and God will do some miraculous things in your life. If you need more, please go to our website again at www.peacemesquite.com and listen to more sermons, or contact the church with any questions that you may have.